Always a little bit interesting, the little change off here. So I'm just going to share with you a message from the Ad Council. We'll do anything for kids, yet one in six children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Learn how you can help end childhood hunger at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Okay, so yeah, unfortunately we have that right here in America. There's stuff going on all over the world of famine right now in different places brought on by climate, and it's pretty revolting. So if you're able to spare some dollars, maybe forego some of your lattes or what have you and help out, that's a very good thing to do. Okay, so let's see. Today is a commemoration of a very important time in the history of the world, and I'm going to need to get my glasses. It's Kristallnacht, and let me see. Okay, now we got the glasses. This is, I say it's the Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice, today here at Tufts. So on November 9th and 10th in 1938 is what they call the Night of Broken Glass, Kristallnacht. And I'm just going to share with you something from this book that I got when I was visiting in Israel at the Yad Vashem. It's called The Holocaust, and it has quite a lot of detail. And I'm just going to see where it gets to November. Let's see, I think it might be the next page here. Restrictions and Interment of Jews. Huh, I thought I had it turned to the right place, but... Okay, let's see if we can find... Of course, a lot of children were murdered in the Holocaust. The Final Solution, June 1941. So Kristallnacht came before that. 38, let's see. Okay, so start reading here. By November 1938, approximately 170,000 Jews had left Germany. Of the 500,000 Jews living in Germany, about 0.8% of the total population when Hitler took over power, some 300,000 emigrated in time to escape the Final Solution of the Jewish question. The Zionist movement, international Jewish organizations, and various representative bodies of German Jews outside Germany played an important role in organizing Jewish emigration. Many more Jews could have been saved had the free nations of the world been willing to take in Jewish refugees, many of whom were professionals. In 1938, during the period when emigration from Germany was permitted, the Evian Conference was convened on the initiative of President Roosevelt. It was attended by representatives of many nations, but it brought no relief to those persecuted by the Nazis. On the contrary, the Evian Conference revealed the failure of the democracies to take any useful action and emphasized the utter hopelessness of the international institutions, for all doors remained firmly closed. The Jews of Palestine were prepared to take in large numbers of their brethren, and in fact did so. But the British policy in Palestine prevented the rescue of many more Jews. In 1938, the Nazis' anti-Jewish policy became even more oppressive. While the Nazis were annexing territories, they were also accelerating their preparations for war. Undoubtedly, their fanatic opposition to the Jews should be regarded as an intrinsic part of their political ideology. In 1938, many synagogues were destroyed, Munich and Nuremberg, for example. There were mass arrests and the pillaging and wrecking of Jewish shops. All Jewish property had to be registered, a preliminary step to confiscation. The property was assessed at 7 billion marks, and Nazi minister Funk boasted that by 1938 they had already succeeded in confiscating 2 billion marks worth of Jewish property. In October 5 of 1938, passports held by Jews were invalidated. Jews who needed passports in order to emigrate were issued passports stamped with the capital J, Jude for Jew. During the same year, Jews of Polish origin who lived in Germany were expelled en masse. Since Poland refused to accept these Jews, they were crowded together in a frontier area under inhumane conditions. The expulsion of Polish Jews from Germany was directly connected to the so-called Kristallnacht, Night of Broken Glass, pogrom, on the night of November 9th through 10th. On November 7th, Herschel Gispan, whose family had been expelled from Germany and were stranded in the camp of unwanted refugees near the Polish border, shot and killed Ernst von Rath, third secretary of the German embassy in Paris. In reality, the pogrom was not spontaneous and had already been planned in detail by the Nazis. The von Rath assassination merely provided the ideal pretext for putting the evil plan into action. The signal to commence operations was given by Goebbels. SA gangs destroyed many synagogues and much Jewish property. Between 20 and 30,000 Jews were arrested and sent to concentration camps. In addition, 91 Jews were killed, according to official German figures, and some 7,000 Jewish shops and businesses were looted. Moreover, the German Jews were forced to pay a fine of 1 billion marks. The 1938 pogrom marked the culmination of the period of social segregation, exclusion from the economy, and promotion of emigration. On March 13, 1938, the Nazis annexed Austria. There, the methods used in implementing their policies were far more expeditious and brutal than those they had used in Germany. In the wake of the Anschluss, the Jews of Austria suffered humiliations, maltreatment, and physical assaults even worse than those which had been meted out to their brethren in Germany. The legislation which had been gradually introduced into the Reich was immediately enforced in Austria. Masses of people were dispatched to concentration camps. After Austria, the Nazis set out to seize Czechoslovakia. In 1938, the Allies had allowed the Germans to annex the Sudetenland, and in March 1939, Germany seized the rest of Czechoslovakia. In addition to the Jews of that country, 15,000 Jewish refugees, former inhabitants of Germany and Austria, fell into their hands. It goes on. I mean, it's just, it's bone-chilling. So, it's very hard to comprehend the extent of horror that this period of time ushered in. It was the most subhuman behavior, because this is not what you consider behavior of human beings. It's behavior of those who are, I don't know. They tried to call the Jews and other people undesirables, but their behavior was completely undesirable. So I'm looking to find something. Let's see. All right, let's try expressions of the soul we can get. Okay.
Be'eretz tzion ve'eretz Ay, 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 yo. Ay, 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 yo. Mama, mama, mama. Ay, la, da, yo. Ah, mama, mama. Ya, mama, mama. Ay, ay, la, da, ya, la, da. Ay, la, da, do. Hey, na, ba, koi, de, shahazi.
Ma, 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 ma. Mechilah, Mar be Mechilah, Mar be Mechilah, Lachatoyim.
Well, for whatever reason, it decided to stop playing, which is really too bad because it's a great rendition. I'm not sure why. Trying to do it off of my cell phone, so maybe I did it last time. Well, who knows? All right.
Standing on the water, casting your bread, while the eyes of the idol with the iron head are glowing.
Must be my connection is not connected in through the board here. I mean, I'm on the board, but maybe I forgot to plug into the Wi-Fi setting here. That's probably what's going on. Let's see. Tufts Guest, it's on there. Oh, I haven't signed it, the network. All right, well, see if it'll let me sign in. Sign in. Ah. All right. Let's see if we can get some of this stuff to come back. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, connected. That might be what it was. Let's see if we can get these things to play again. Okay. I don't know. From Meta, things are just not working out. All right, so we'll go to something else. Okay.
Cries in the night, sad tears he hides in the night. He packs his bags, he longs to go home. He won't be alone. He cries in the night. Strong little man, he worked all his life. The sorrows he's seen are now tears in the night. Death holds his hand, old songs break his heart, and I am a stranger apart. Where is his home, taken long, long ago? Another world with people alive, but ah, how they died, time after time.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time to see if I can get this to work.
Game.
We'll see.
And at the end, we just gotta believe that who we're made to love, we were born to make love that person, and sometimes we have to go through trials and tribulations until that love comes down. So I bless everyone here who needs true love. I know my buddy Thomas Gentry is here. Did you bring your girlfriend from San Antonio?
Right here.
Yeah, guys, good to see you. Give it up for my buddy Thomas Gentry. I want you to know that, brother, there's so many late nights on the road, and for me, I don't have any fans. I got a few good friends who sometimes become family when I get to hang out with them. And my buddy Thomas, he's family, so he knows Laser, he can tell. By how I look on Sunday Live. If anyone wants, we usually hang out on Facebook, laser.live, laser.lloyd, and we do it live. We try to hang out, you know, figure out what's going on in the world. I'm not teaching anything. We're just learning together and going over life's challenges. And so my buddy Thomas wrote me plenty of messages. Keep me going. I love you, brother. Thanks for keeping me going. Texas keeps me going. I got a lot of people in Texas keep me going. But you're one of them, buddies. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that was Wally Brill from The Covenant, a song called Ritze, Repray. Before that, we heard from Laser Lloyd. We finally got something on there. Born to Love You, that was from a live concert. Rosalie Giroud and Friends for Our Fathers, Tsardas, from her CD, We Are Here. And before that, Yitzchak Meir Helfgott, a wonderful cantor from his Bless Hashem, O My Soul CD, El Melech. And we opened up with Meir Simcha Rivkin, the Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul, Soma Lecho. So I want to share something with you from the Simon Wiesenthal Center on Global Action. A Holocaust deprogramming course that urges the user to, quote, free herself from a lifetime of holo brainwashing, about 6 million Jews gassed, and Holocaust lies exposed. It refers to the Holocaust as the biggest hoax of the century. These are examples of online Holocaust denial and distortion featured in the Simon Wiesenthal Center's newest updated report, Holocaust Denial and Distortion on Social Media. On the occasion of the 83rd anniversary of Kristallnacht, the Simon Wiesenthal Center is highlighting how new platforms for Holocaust denial and distortion are reaching a far broader audience more than ever before. While online content promoting Holocaust denial, distortion, and relativization is spreading and growing rapidly. This report introduces how such content is presented to users across a multitude of platforms and the methods utilized by those who seek to disrupt, distort, and destroy the memory of the victims of the Shoah, while at the same time promoting anti-Semitism and hate. The Simon Wiesenthal Center is an important source for the truth, and I urge you to go to their site. If you go, let's see. No, that's not what I wanted. Let's go back. Okay, so I wanted to see what their exact... if you go... the e-newsletter at wiesenthalcenter.com. You can go there, or yeah, that's how you get to them. The Simon Wiesenthal, S-I-M-O-N Wiesenthal, W-I-E-S-E-N-T-H-A-L, Simon Wiesenthal Center. Ugh, just makes you sick, really. So. Thank you.
nicht darum, ob man Kaiser fällen muss und Könige fallen und Republiken fallen. Es geht nicht um wirtschaftliche Prinzipien. Es geht um alles das nicht, sondern es geht um den Kampf zweier Welten um die Erkenntnis eines ganz großen Menschen.
Und dass die Rebe singt, still. Magnus came rede, der Rebe geht schon Dingen wieder. Schau, still. Magnus came gewalt, der Rebe geht schon singen bald.
Okay, that was Lucy Skeeping and the Burning Bush. Sha, still. Sha, quiet. From their CD Raisins and Almonds. And before that, we listened to John Zorn, CD called Kristallnacht. Of course, today is that commemoration. Shtetl is the name of the song, Ghetto Life. And it features Anthony Kollerman, David Krakauer, Frank London, Mark Ribot, Mark Dresser, Mark Feldman, and William Winant. And before that, I think I said maybe already, Wally Brill from the Covenant, Ritze Repre. So, this is an article, Israel 21st Century, which is a fabulous site if you want to find out what's going on in the technical world coming out of Israel. The article is called Why the Global Supply Chain is Broken and How to Fix It. And I'm going to skip the whole introduction because we've heard all of that and seen all of that about all the backups and the logistic problems. What I want to get to is what they're talking about for a solution. So they talked about the high costs of the shipping containers and how that the 10 biggest shipping companies got tens of billions in net revenues, more than their entire revenue for the past two decades. I mean, it's just crazy. Long-term solution, Gartzman says, is more capacity and more containers, which is already happening, but it will take 2 or 3 years to build these vessels. Meanwhile, innovations from Israel are helping items reach their